Good afternoon, Vivek.
Hi, this is Gabe for Thomas, please.
He is in a meeting. Would you like his voicemail?
Yeah, that'd be fine, sure.
One moment.
Can you look into that? This is Tom.
Hey, Tom, this is Gabe, Bank of Cardiff.
Hey, how are you?
Nah, not bad. Can't complain. Did I catch you at a good time now, or?
Yeah, now is a good time.
Perfect.
Now
okay.
Now is a good time. Yep.
Great.
So, here's our situation. last year, we did about approximately $1.4 million in sales.
Okay.
This year, we've already done that as of the end of October. And
oh, wow.
And we have a back order log of about 350,000, which we're going to ship before the end of the month. I mean, before the end of the year, I should say. So we should get to about 1.55 or 1.6 for the year this year. So, and the year before that, we did 700,000. So we doubled sales last year, and we're going to increase sales again this year by about 20%.
Yeah, that's nice growth.
Yeah, but we also need to fund parts buying. Now, we have 200,000 out with OnDeck on what was originally a $260,000 loan. Well, 60,000 of that was their fee, and 200,000 of that is the actual.
So 200 is the current balance, correct?
But 200 is the current balance. We've paid down 60,000 of it. Yeah.
Okay.
And they can't do anything with it until we've paid, I guess, half of it down.
Right, right.
Still have another 30,000 to go before we get to that point.
Got you.
So the problem that we have is we have that loan, which is a weekly payment of $3,350, and we have a need now to buy probably another 80,000 worth in parts.
So looking for about 80,000 ideally. Okay.
Yes. Now, that 80,000 could either come as like a second position to the on growth, the on deck, on growth, the on deck loan, or we refinance the on deck and we do a 280,000 with you. Or
gotcha.
You find us the avenue. You find us the avenue for either a 280,000 or an 80,000 second position.
Okay. You know, as far as feasibility goes, I think that the second position might be your best bet. Typically with the refis, we typically have to free up 50%. So, you know, we'd have to get you like 400,000. So I'm not quite sure if that's in the realm of, I think the second position for 80,000 is more realistic, but I can definitely, you know, explore. We'll basically bring the best that we can to the table and then go from there.
Right.
And you said this is going to be used for you're trying to fund some part.
Parts buys. Yeah, because we've got about 350,000 in orders to ship before the end of the year, and we're desperately trying to buy parts now to fill those orders. And it's going to be it'll cost us about 80 grand in parts.
Okay.
You know, and services like finishing and other things that we do to the parts.
Right. Okay. Yeah, definitely. What do you attribute the growth to? You guys seem to be growing pretty steadily. What's been changing there?
Well, we had sold off a product line. Well, this is one of the things, but we had sold off a product line 5 years ago, and with a 3-year non-compete, and we were doing about $2 million a year in that product line. Well, in 2014, the non-compete expired. So we decided to get back into the industry.
Okay.
And
there
so we're basically working our way back up to the $2 million a year we were doing in that industry before.
Okay, very nice. So this year, you said you're looking at probably 1.6 by year's end.
Yeah.
What are you thinking about next year? What's the projection
our projection
next year. I know it's hard to answer.
It is hard to answer that. It's very hard to answer that. But given the election... I'm going to guess that that defense spending, we do a lot of defense contracting, that defense spending will go up, and also that the general economy will probably be at least where it is now, if not stronger, And as we get back into the industry that we had sold the product line off for, my guess is that that we should be, with that product line alone, at about 1.5, and then additional products, probably another 800,000. So we should be, I mean, the target is to get to 2.3 for next
2.3,
year.
2.3, gotcha.
Yeah, and it looks like the way things are looking now for quotes for the first quarter, it should be a pretty good year for us.
Very nice. It's good to hear. Yeah, it's awesome to hear you guys are growing. I'm going to, you know, I don't think, I'm not sure if we have the 2015 tax return on file. I know I have 2014 here. Let's see.
Well, I can send you, just tell me what you want me to send you and I can send it.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll go ahead. I'm going to shoot you over just the one-page application, and it'll already be pre-filled out, so you can just sign and date, and then we'll request the additional bank statements, and then if you can get me over the 2015, just the first page with the sales there, that'll be all we need, and then we'll go to work. And I think if you can get that over today, we should. I would be thinking Tuesday we'll have an answer for you at the latest.
Right. Does it matter if I send you the whole return?
Oh, if that's easier, absolutely not.
I have it in my computer. I can just click and click, and it's on its way to here.
No,
I have to go in and try to rescan the first page or whatever.
No, don't worry. Send the whole thing over. Not a problem.
Okay.
Let me see. Let me make sure I have the right email on file for you here, Thomas. I have just trogers@vibrac.com. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Perfect. Yeah, I'll get the pre-filled application out to you, and then if you can get the bank statements and the tax return over to me, I'll get this all submitted, and we'll go to work on it for you.
We did have a second position loan, I think it was last year, with New Growth. You guys had set us up with New Growth for a second position loan.
Okay, that's right. Didn't you guys pay that off earlier?
Yeah, we did.
We had four
subprime loans that we've all paid them all off. So we have an excellent record with our subprime loans. They're expensive. They're very expensive, but they've served a purpose for us. So.
Absolutely, and especially the way that you guys are utilizing them, you know, is the right way to take advantage of the access to the cash flow. So I'm going to get that email sent out to you in the next 10 minutes, and then I'll go to work on it as soon as the documents come back to me. Alrighty, Thomas?
Okay, great.
Cool. Nice speaking with you. We'll talk Monday. I would anticipate an answer on Tuesday, though, realistically. All right.
Okay.
Thanks, Thomas. Expect
Very
that email
good.
Coming
Thanks,
shortly.
Kid.
Nice talking
okay.
to you. We'll talk soon.
All right. Thanks, Mike.